This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And with it, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIB Afternoon Show, like Spike and Fritz. We got a four-person sing-along there. Got me, Ike, Fran,
like the four tops,
and TK had his headphones on. Yes,
yeah.
Though yesterday was legendary in how bad it was.
Oh, it was awful.
Yeah,
Fran, why are you holding a phone up?
Oh, so you can see the lyrics.
Look, lyrics,
dude.
What do you want me to do? I got to memorize them.
Yeah, that's what I want you to do.
You're probably right.
You only do it every day at 5:30.
All right. Well, it's twice now. So third time. Third time's a charm. I'll memorize them.
We do it every day at 5:30. You're not listening.
Of course I am.
Well, you said you're singing around the house. What are you singing?
Yeah, like the chorus.
That's the chorus.
Yeah, is it? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I'm tired of him.
Yeah.
Get out. I look at him. He got the phone, and I know he's reading lyrics. I'm like, we're not singing the whole song.
Right. Yes.
Well, I got to the part there you were singing.
It's only two lines, man.
We've been doing it for like 7 months.
I'm bad with memorizing lyrics.
You're
by the way.
Best, man. Yeah. You're the best.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Final check-in there. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Where does Saquon Barkley's 2024 season set in Philadelphia history for all individual seasons? We're going back 50 years. 72.8% say it is number one. 25.7% say it is between two and four, and then the remaining 1.5% say lower than that.
So, meanwhile, I'll put him in the Eagles Hall of Fame in 1 year.
1 year, yeah. Well, you do have a point. If Nick Foles gets in
for one year.
So there's two seasons I want to bring up before we go back to the phones that we haven't discussed yet. One is Ryan Howard's 06 season. Now, the Phillies do not make the playoffs that year.
But man.
But Ryan Howard hits 313, 58 home runs,
I believe, yeah.
And 149 RBI, which is it's the first in the, it's the launch year, really, for the Phillies that we would come to know from that era. So.
Yeah, that MVP, right?
Yes.
There's MVP season, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that was, man, I remember just. Every night it was a Ryan Howard home run. It seemed like it just seemed like
58
every night.
Home runs is
just seemed like it was a home run every night.
Yeah. Now it's wild because when you look at his final career stats, you're like, oh, he's not even close to a Hall of Famer. I think he had 200 some home runs. But in that,
he had like peak, a 4 or 5 year run there where talking about the slugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was remember we used to have the conversations about him and Albert Pujols.
Right. Yes.
That's first baseman, you know, when Ryan was on that tear.
And then he became the contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Ricky Reiter mentioned that Embiid is about to become
the contract.
The contract.
Yep. The extension.
Same thing.
Yep.
Yeah, the Ryan Howard, the same thing. And the other season, 07 J-Roll, that is when he was MVP. It is the team to beat thing that year. 30 home runs, 41 stolen bases. I don't think it is
triples.
I don't think that season is in competition for number one. I think you can make an argument for Ryan Howard, but a great individual season from J-Roll.
MVP season.
Yep.
That seems to always get underserved.
J-Roll, yes.
Yeah, and I got a feeling why I know why people do it. Because most people that are Chase Utley fans feels like that was Chase Utley's MVP to have.
Yep.
And he got injured.
Yep.
Right? So it's almost like J-Roll's season doesn't get celebrated like it should get celebrated.
The only time that Jack will really fight back against you is the J-Roll Chase Utley thing.
And that's why I do it with him, yeah.
And when I see it happening, I'm like, ooh. Like, I just rub my hands together. I'm like, I'm going to sit back for a little while.
Yeah, he's the guy I'm talking about when I say he tries to suppress that year of J-Roll's because he feels like it's Chase Utley's year.
He loves Chase Utley.
He does.
Yeah.
I wonder who does he love more, Chase Utley or Doc? Oh, he loved Doc, too.
Right, and he loves Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce. I think Bryce surpasses those.
Because he said hi to him.
Yeah. Is that what it is? Yeah, because Chase may not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bryce may be at the top of his list now.
Yeah.
He's a big Chase guy, though.
You see, we were talking with our program director, Rod Lakin, about a lie detector day for this year, which we'll do again, which was a huge success last year.
Yeah.
I would like to put Jack, I'm willing to go under the lie detector test if Jack goes under the lie detector.
I think we have to. I think we have to go under, and I'm putting myself under.
Okay.
So, like, if there are burning questions, obviously nothing personal or anything of that nature, but sports topics that we want to talk about and find out whether or not we're being truthful about them, I think we should go under.
Yes, I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think was Jack really happy when the Eagles won the Super Bowl?
Wouldn't that be great to find out?
Yes. Do I actually think Jalen's elite? I'm just covering it.
Oh, yeah, we know, yeah.
Or am I doing it for clicks? Ask me the question.
Well, that's the one you would ask me.
Yes.
Yeah, does Ike really think Jalen is elite?
Yeah. We'd see an Ike-sized hole on the side of the building after that one. 215-592-9494. Gary in Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
What's up? Hey, Mr. Reese.
Yes, sir.
I woke up to the same thing I heard in the afternoon yesterday. Stewardess Jim complaining about you.
You woke up again?
And, he did it again?
Oh, my God. He was on overnight, and he was
John Johnson?
John Johnson. The
what
tray
is this
table
guy?
Not up, the broken glass.
With the same, he gave the same spiel again?
Oh, the same thing. Is he the guy that, like, does something for you, and then if you don't thank him 40,000 times, then he, like, just bashes you?
Bro, they did thank him on the air.
They did thank
him. They made him Cowboy Jim again. They told me I couldn't call him Stewardess Jim, even though that's a great name.
He's definitely back to Stewardess Jim now. Yeah, he's definitely back.
Oh, my gosh, dude. like, we get it. You upgrade him. It's so awesome. You have to tell
everybody. By the way, hold on. I'll check this out, Gary. It's not like he upgraded us on a full flight. It was literally, and I'm not even exaggerating, 12 people on a flight that it must have held.
Dude, everyone could have sat
100 and something people
on
that flight. Yeah, everybody could have sat in first class.
It didn't cost him anything.
Exactly. It was 12 people on the flight.
Like, let's
hear there. Family members that you have to thank or other people, or do you have to get them something back? Like, is there a...
Such a whiner. This is because I put him on hold a lot, whatever.
Not enough.
Yeah. What do you think on Saquon, Gary?
Saquon, I think if you look at, like, Saquon, I think he'll be like a Derrick Henry who will work hard and we'll have another season like this, and I think he's definitely on his way now that he's behind that line. Mm-hmm. I just wish Joel Embiid would put that kind of effort into the offseason and himself.
Yeah, I think it's too late, honestly, for Joel. I actually do. I just think his, you know, the injuries may have always stopped him from doing what he could have done. That's absolutely for sure. But he made it so much harder on himself, and now his body is in a position where it just seems like, I suppose it's possible at some point his knee might correct itself. That's what they think is going to happen, but it's most likely it won't happen. And he is just it's a wasted opportunity. And we will, in 10 years, maybe, we'll look back and remember how good he was for that mm-hmm. 5-year stretch. Because mm-hmm. if you look at it, it's kind of crazy. Even last year when he only played 39 games, if he stayed healthy, he might have won MVP again. But we'll look at it at some point, but it's a wasted opportunity. I don't think he's 30 years old. His body is falling apart. You know, it's a bummer, but I don't think it might not have had it in him. You know,
it is such a shame. It's just like a guy you want to get behind, but then you just.
It makes you feel dumb when you get behind him. You know,
talking about Ryan Howard and the end of his career. I actually never saw him hurt his Achilles. I literally, he hit the ball, I shut the TV off, threw the remote, went upstairs, and we were talking about,
Wow,
yeah.
I mean, that moment.
Yeah, that was game 6 in LCS,
five.
Right? Was it game 5? Oh, yeah, that's right, he didn't tear his Achilles. Oh.
Yes.
No, I'm mixing the two up. Against San Francisco, he left the bat on the shoulder.
Right.
And struck out at the end.
Yes.
And then against the Cardinals is where he toured.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Gary. Do you got it? You have somebody who had a great second act?
So my guy was a councilman working for the local government and then paid for a hooker with a check and then ended up with the Jerry Springer Show.
Oh, Jerry Springer is a great one, Gary.
And check this out, Gary, and appreciate the call. It was the couple of in there that he didn't mention, he said councilman, who eventually became the mayor.
Oh, really?
Of Cincinnati.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jerry Springer was the mayor of
Cincinnati. I didn't know he was the mayor,
too. Yeah, I think he was the mayor. And here's the other thing. He was the lead anchor on NBC.
Really?
News anchor, yes. Evening news, Jerry Springer.
Well, he seems like somebody that Tornado Shapiro would have run with. When Tornado, by the way, Tornado will be back tomorrow with a weekend forecast, even though there's no game. He feels like a Tornado guy.
I think Jerry Springer was the mayor.
I think he was too.
Now that you throw stuff out there. So
yeah.
I'm from the city, but I knew him from the news. He used to do Jerry's commentary. The thing he did on the show, Jerry's commentary, started with the evening news. He used to do that at the end of the evening news.
Watch this. Is he alive?
I don't know if he's alive or not. I don't know. I thought you knew.
I didn't know.
I don't know if he's alive or not.
I think he is alive. I feel like I would have remembered him dying.
Right.
I don't remember him dying. But sometimes you remember guys who died that didn't die. So.
You know how many classes I missed at school?
Watching that show?
Yeah, watching the Jerry Springer Show.
Legendary. Scott in Hatboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Scott?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Ike. Look, man, I play rugby, and on that opening kickoff, I channel my inner Ike Reese to go down there and lay somebody out, man.
There you go.
You've been my inspiration. You and Brian Dawkins, man.
That's pretty good class.
This is great. You and Doc.
What was your favorite Ike Reese play?
Which one? I mean, come on, pick them off.
There it is.
That's it.
That's one's for you, Jack.
We get most of the time. Yes.
That one's for you, Jack. That one's for you, Jack. I finally got to step in Jack's spot there.
No, listen. So, man, you won 50 years on the Philadelphia season, season record. Like Bernie Parent just missed that one. I mean, I think he's 73-74 season. Is pretty pronounced. He's got 47 wins, less than 2.0 goals allowed average, like 93% save percentage. You took my Ryan Howard one. That was my lead-in. Ryan Howard, 2006. Those were big ones.
Well, I was waiting for a great Eric Lindros season. Because he was an MVP, right?
Yeah, Hart Trophy.
Yeah, so that was 94, I think, right?
Shortened season.
I think it was 56 games. I think he had 70 points that year. And was that the year they played the Red Wings in the finals? No, they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals that year, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's with some Jaromir Jagr. right. that one.
Right.
Like, come on. That is great.
Yeah.
That is greatness. Look, not Saquon Barkley, though. I couldn't come up with one that's better than Saquon. This has been, like, unpronounced. Like, it is Saquon Barkley's city right now.
It really is, man. Yeah.
It really is.
It really is.
Yeah.
I almost don't.
I mean, I want to look. I want to hop over somebody backwards. I want to put my ass in the face.
And,
as much as I want to count on my egg grease, I want to Saquon Barkley somebody right now.
Yep.
I want to put somebody in the ground, but I also want to put jump over somebody backwards.
Yeah. That would be wild. Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, I'm 40, so
yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. Who do you got? So it's in honor of Charles Barkley's birthday. Next question today: who had a great second act? Who do you got?
Spike, I agree with you. Actors can have a second act.
Thank you,
Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man.
Do you have any backup? Because somebody already said Robert Downey Jr.
I got you. I had to pick up my kids. I figured somebody was going to pick that one up.
Yep.
That's all I got. Mickey Rourke. That's my backup.
Mickey Rourke is a good one as well.
Love the Wrestler.
That's a great flick.
Great movie.
Absolutely.
I might watch that tonight.
Yeah, Mickey. He was also in.
Oh no, I'm not. I'm watching the Sixers tonight.
What was? And the hockey game.
Damn, I got a lot to watch tonight,
dude.
Man.
I want to watch the hockey game so bad, and I got to watch this friggin' meaningless Sixers game, and then talk about it for an hour.
PK Subban got me hyped up today to watch the hockey game. Oh, dude, he's been going off for 2 days straight.
Yep.
About the NHL and the NBA comparing the players who play, who lay it on the line versus the other league. I was like, man, I want to watch this tonight.
If you were in the crowd, would you boo during the Canadian anthem?
I would not, no.
Okay. Do you think it is a good or bad look if we do that?
I think it's a bad look.
Really? Even though the Canadians are doing it?
Oh, were they?
Oh, yeah, they're booing during the anthem. In Canada.
If that's the case, then.
Yes. That was.
See, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. Now, if that's the case.
Now they're also saying.
We got to be the classy ones and don't boo.
They're going, look, we're not booing the players. We're booing the fact that the president is saying that we should be the 51st state or whatever. Like, they're booing like that part of it.
Right.
But still, man.
But still.
He ain't on the ice.
Yeah. You can't be booing during the national anthem, man. Yeah. Where are they playing?
Boston.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're going to boo.
Yeah, they are going to boo.
They're going to boo. O Canada is a good song, too. I do like O Canada as a tune, you know? It's a great tune. O Canada, my home and native land. True patriot love. You don't know it? You don't know?
Canada? I mean, I don't know the lyrics.
This dude doesn't even know our national anthem.
Right, right. That's a good point.
I can look at him and tell he doesn't know the national anthem.
You know what's funny? I'm going to karaoke tonight, too.
Fran going to karaoke tonight. You on a date?
Metal night karaoke.
Metal night.
Where's this? You can
Kung
say.
Kung Fu Necktie.
Oh, I've been there.
You going with the boys? You
going with some friends, yeah. Hey, friends, yeah.
I try to make sure he's okay, man.
Yeah, see him tomorrow, so we'll get an update. All right, so were you writing down the next question answers?
I don't believe so.
Oh, he was doing it.
Oh, okay.
He was doing it. So the winner today is Charles Barkley's 63rd birthday, who had a great second act. So we're looking for people who had a great second act. The winner gets a $150 gift card from Wild Fork Foods. Wild Fork Foods, your number one choice for high-quality meats and seafood without breaking the bank. Over 700 items in store and over 450 meat and seafood options online. Find Philadelphia area store locations at wildforkfoods.com, or you can shop online and get same-day shipping. What are some of the best ones, Fran?
I thought The Rock was good.
Rock is good. We got that one early.
Will Smith, the local one.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan, I think, is a really good one.
Ronald Reagan's a good one.
I think Foles is a really good one.
Mm, yes.
I think so. Yeah. Foles, John Madden.
Madden was a good one.
Madden, yeah. LL Cool J.
You act like you've never said his name before.
No, I'm just
LL Cool J.
I was trying to mix up, you know, the up talk, whatever you want to call it. Gilly. I thought Gilly was good too.
Yeah.
So
we had some other good ones, didn't we?
Yeah, we had a lot of good ones in there. We're not going to give it to Reagan because he said delegation wouldn't be happy. Well, though it is a good second act.
It's a great second act.
The Rock is really good.
Rock is good. Rock is good.
Gilly is also good.
Travolta. It's a good one.
Yeah, but
you sold
I picked.
Me. You sold
okay,
me on
all right.
It.
Yeah. Was it the New York Times headline that said
no,
Travolta's second
because
out?
Because you badgered me to death.
Okay, all right.
I gave in.
Whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. I'm going to say The Rock.
Yeah.
Unless we have a better one.
Oh, The Rock is great.
Who picked The Rock?
Our leadoff hitter.
Oh, Corey.
Columbus. Yep.
Corey, there he goes. He can order
check
online.
This out. Even with The Rock, and I didn't even notice until The Rock was well into his wrestling career and became popular. I didn't know The Rock had played at the University of Miami.
Miami, yes.
Yeah.
His dad did too, I
yeah.
think. Yep.
So I didn't know that until he was already well into his wrestling career.
I think he was the linebacker.
Yeah, or DN or something.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
it's
yeah,
DN.
But yeah. No, he played with Warren Sapp and all those guys. But I didn't know that at the time.
Some Rohan Marley there at the same time,
oh, yeah.
too.
Rohan yeah. Marley. Remember Rohan Marley?
I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's when Miami was Miami.
You.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
That's enough lick-lipping talk for one day. Nick in Delaware.
Yeah. We didn't talk about it a lot, but there is no doubt that Yoshi watches LL Cool J and has done lick-lipping things like LL Cool J. There's zero chance that he hasn't done that. Zero chance. And he swears he wears a large t-shirt. Ain't no way, buddy. Kids large, maybe? Maybe it has an L on it. It came from the Baby Gap. That is not a large. You're strong. You're not that big. Like, come on. What's next?
Get this fraud off the air. Jack in Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Is that for AI Jack?
Yes. He does, doesn't
it
like
Honest
Jack.
Jack. Yes, honest Jack. Jack.
He doesn't
well,
like.
That's supposed to be real Jack.
Yes. That was real Jack. Not Honest Jack, but being honest. So, what's next?
Spike, you're literally wrong. John Travolta.
If John Travolta tells me he didn't have a second act, I would accept that. I would accept it from John Travolta. From nobody else, though. What is next?
So how many acts does Jack have when he comes back next week after he's taken his 10th week off already this year? Nick in Delaware.
Jack's only had one act, really.
Yep.
You know.
Well, he was a producer. Now he's a producer slash host.
He only has host written on his profile.
Oh, God. Oh, is that right?
That is right. Well, I hadn't looked at the profile in a while. But since I got blocked, I had to do a little investigating.
Yeah, it's host on the profile. Okay.
Just host. And, yeah.
Not even co-host. Just host.
Just host. Doesn't have anybody else's name on it. What's next?
Sorry, fellas. Can't concentrate because of all the blue chews I've been taking. Yoshi in Brewery Town.
TK is next. Tom Kelly. Speak of the devil and blue chews. You know, now is when you start thinking about it, right?
Right.
You're done work.
Yeah, TK.
You're going home.
Oh, you can't think about it.
No, not yet. Not yet, TK. You don't want that for 4 hours. Take it on your way home. Look, the greatest thing, there's so many great things about Blue Chew. First of all, they solve a problem for you. And that is your performance, maybe not as good as it used to be.
Right.
Maybe not as good as you want it to be.
We can all use a little enhancer.
Yes. Maybe not as good as your partner wants it to be. They don't want to tell you because it's going to hurt your feelings. So you're going to take it upon yourself to fix that issue.
That's right.
And so that's one of the great things about Blue Chew. And it's got the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Here's the other great thing. It's all online.
Mm-hmm.
So you just go to BlueChew.com, Mike.
Yeah.
No doctor's visit.
None whatsoever.
And because it's made right here in the USA, it's cheaper, but you don't have to go to the pharmacy either. They just ship it to you in a discreet package.
That's the best part.
Oh, there's so many best parts, Ike. So many best hours of best parts. Make your best parts perform the way that you want them to.
Right.
And it's a chewable. It's Blue Chew. It's not a pill. So you don't have to worry about having water. I've said a million times, keep one in your wallet. If you don't have a wallet, keep one in your bag. Mm-hmm. Keep one in your car.
Yeah, so I keep mine.
So when you know, all three places. So when you find out it's going to be time, you just pop one in, you're good to go, man.
Right, always ready.
So, and there's nothing better than free, we all know that. And Blue Chew wants you to know that it works, right? So they're going to give you your first month free. You just go to BlueChew.com, you consult with one of the licensed medical providers, very quick, very easy. They figure out what the right mix is for you, and then the package arrives in the mail, and then you
chew it.
He says it first.
You over there, quick as hell over there. Quick on the draw. Well, Blue Chew helps you not be quick on the draw.
Yeah,
right? Chew it and do it.
There you go.